Let's go in depth now with Steve Coleman, religion editor at the Associated Press. Thanks for being with us, Steve.
You bet, Veronica. Glad to be with you.
Now, the Vatican says there are no health concerns, though the Pope has complained of difficulty walking and generally getting around in recent days. What led to his decision to step down?
Well, just guessing now, but what are the two busiest times a year for the Pope? To me, I would think they would be Christmas and Easter time. He got through another Christmas and New Year's, but I think looking ahead to Easter, he might have thought, I just can't do it. The Holy Week before Easter is now just, 6 weeks away, less than that. I think it starts March 24th is Palm Sunday. So I think he was looking at let's give the Cardinals time to pick someone else who can do what I can no longer do.
But, you know, before Benedict, of course, we had Pope John Paul II, and his philosophy, I guess you could call it, was, I'm giving it all to God. I can't stand anymore, and yet I'm going to try to, if not hold Mass, try to reach out to the faithful in some way. It's a very different philosophy, is what I'm getting at, as far as Benedict and then his successor.
Well, you're right. And, of course, it's one that's been in place for centuries. And really, the reasoning behind it, as much as anything, I think, is that when you have a retired pope, there's always the possibility that some folks will want to remain loyal to him. And especially if the new pope becomes not so popular, you could really run into some problems or potential rivalries, even if the retired pope is really seriously stepping aside. And, you know, I think for those of us who watch John Paul decline, especially the last couple of weeks, he could hardly speak. It was awful. And yes, it was a witness. It was a witness to people. But I think also during that time, Benedict looked and said, the church needs leadership. And it's really hard for just staff to do all the things that a pope needs to do.
You wonder about whether or not this was something that he considered when he became pope, since as Cardinal Ratzinger, wasn't he considering resigning right before he was picked as pope?
He would have loved to. That's what I've heard, is that he really would have loved to have stepped down. He was already 78 when he became pope. And I think he took it on as a duty that he felt God called him to do. It's probably good that he didn't. I don't know that you'd want a pope who campaigned for the job, but he was pretty much the opposite. I think he just thought, well, if I must, I must.
Will we see the next pope look and perhaps have a far different name than popes we've come to know recently? I'm thinking of someone with a Hispanic name, somebody with a different skin color.
That's quite possible. And of course, that's been brought up with the recent papal election. Certainly after John Paul died, there was talk even then of possible Cardinal Arinze of Nigeria, who's being mentioned again. I believe there's a cardinal from Ghana, a couple from Latin America, even a Canadian. And that you'll notice there's hardly any mentions of Americans, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One is we're already considered an economic and military superpower, and I think there's concern that that wouldn't look so good around the world. It certainly wouldn't go down well in the Muslim world, I don't think, if there was an American pope.
When do you think the cardinals will name a new pope?
I would suspect it's not going to take more than a couple of weeks. For one thing, they're going to convene. You know, Pope Benedict is stepping down February 28th, which is a Thursday. I wouldn't be surprised if the cardinals are in Rome by Sunday for Sunday Mass and are at work by Monday, and that we have a new pope by the end of the week. That would be my expectation.
There have been criticisms along with praise for Pope Benedict. In your reporting today, Steve, have you reached out to survivors groups of those sexually abused by priests, and what is the reaction from that community tonight?
Yeah, I personally have not talked with them. I know that in the past they have been critical of his role before he became pope, especially as head of the confraternity for He was one who was certainly responsible for dealing with those issues before he became pope, and there has been criticism along that line. So, however, I don't know that we're going to get a very different pope this next time around. More than half the cardinals who will pick the next pope were appointed by Pope Benedict.
Steve, thank you for talking with us tonight.
You're very welcome.
Steve Coleman, religion editor at the Associated Press.